Well, good morning. After many months of great difficulty, pain, and sacrifice, today marks a new beginning, one of hope.
Dr. Peter Rice is the medical director here at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center. He's standing in the hospital's boardroom, which has been converted to a temporary vaccine clinic.
Every day for the past 10 months, our caregivers have provided exceptional, compassionate care under difficult circumstances of rapid change and uncertainty. Today, we're grateful to have with us two such caregivers, Amanda Schlecht.
She's a nurse that works in the ER in the hospital's COVID-19 wing. She's got some jitters.
How are you feeling?
Nervous, but only because it's a vaccination in general.
Being frontline, being in the ER where the most vulnerable people come in, it allows me to protect them. So they're not able to get it yet, so that allows us to be able to protect them.
I'm hoping that by the frontline workers who have been with the COVID patients from the beginning and now getting the vaccines, there is a lot of hesitancy still out there about this vaccine. So I'm hoping that the trusted professionals, majority of the population trust nurses and medical professionals. So if we're out there getting the vaccine, I'm hoping that that will show population that it's okay to get the vaccine, that it is safe. We're willing to do it, and we're hoping that they'll follow it along as well.
And Dr. Charlie Jose, who is one of our new family medicine physicians.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Well, how are you? Good.
Hello. I mean, it's pretty exciting. I think this is a huge accomplishment, not just for our facility, but just for healthcare in general. There's a lot of people who have dedicated lots of research and time into this vaccine, and I think that is definitely worth something to humanity in general.
Dr. Jose is of Filipino descent. He addresses Ketchikan's Filipino community in Tagalog.
So I could first start by saying like, masligtas ng vaccination at Tokesh sa vaccinations ng before. For example, the dengue vax mas safe and mas maganda para sa pamilya nyo at para sa inyo din.
And would you mind sort of translating that?
Yeah, I was just saying that this vaccine is much safer compared to previous vaccines. In the Filipino community, there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy, particularly with the dengue vax that was introduced back in our home country. And I think the important thing is that this is new technology. We are facing a new pandemic, this is a lot safer than what has been introduced in the past, clearly, because I'm willing to put it in my body.
Dr. Jose rolls up his sleeve for a female nurse. She says she's excited to be part of the process. He's the first medical doctor at the hospital to get the shot. The injection is over in an instant.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
That was great. Thank you.
So do you feel any different?
I am not speaking weird tongues right now, so I feel good. I think the other important thing, as Peter said, is you know, if you get the vaccine, it's not a free pass to walk around licking doorknobs, not wear your mask, because that's going to be very important as well.
I think the biggest thing that we need to work on is continuing to give education and continuing to see, you know, our other healthcare workers, our coworkers, our friends, our neighbors get the vaccine and see how well they do with it.
Peace Health Ketchikan Pharmacy Director Dr. Dana Alkire.
I'm excited for the prospect of, as Amanda had alluded to, herd immunity coming sometime in 2021, 2022. I think everyone here, especially being on an island, we're excited to be able to see family that's far away. You know, that's definitely something that's in the future for us.
All told, she says Peace Health expects to have 100 doses in staff members' arms by Thursday. In Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.